September 20th.
I'd like to call the meeting to order now, and as he passes out the minutes from last meeting.
Sorry about that.
That's what the donuts.
The pictures.
Yes,
I'm back.
That was good, bud. Gary couldn't make it this weekend because he had some eye surgery and didn't want to push it. He needed to rest a little bit longer. He's going to try to go back to work next week. And he thought the longer he stayed up in the house and let it rest would be better.
What kind of eye surgery? Cataract?
No, glaucoma. Or
it's not good.
They had to go in and cut a flap open in his eye and work on it. What they actually did, I don't know. I know he said somehow they put pressure in his eye to hold a piece that they cut up against. I'm not sure. But it didn't sound good. But he's doing okay.
Just in one eye.
Just one eye, yeah.
And Don Rodick had a heart attack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's okay.
You all right?
Yeah, he's fine.
Where is he at?
Canada.
He's back.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah, he's back home now, wherever he's staying.
Diane and Austin are up there.
Did you go back with them?
Near them, but not with them.
No.
He's got his own place now.
What part of Canada are you in? Okay.
I don't remember.
I have no idea.
If you want their email, I'll send it to you.
Okay, do that, okay? Because I have the old one, but it's no good.
And
how's Austin doing, she'd say?
Better. It's pretty good. Did he say he was 300 miles north of Toronto? Something like that?
He did. I don't recall. You know, I don't remember.
Like, right close to 300.
I hadn't talked to him since he went back.
Russell is not feeling well either.
No.
I talked to him the other day.
He was feeling good there.
No, his legs are killing him.
Well, they took his veins out. Everybody
well,
has trouble.
Between that and, you know, he had a bad accident, and that screwed it up. So mm-hmm. I think the combination is, you know. But I talked to him, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago, and he wasn't doing well at all.
Huh. I didn't hear that. Well, you go ahead and read the Treasury report and let us know what we got left.
Let's know what we got left. All right, 16th of August, amount on account was $436.23. 16th of August, Wayne donated the check that we'd given him at the meeting back to the Treasury, and that had been for his buying of gas and the battery for the mowing machines. That would be $65.81 to the good. 9th of September, we paid the Ori Electric bill, $43.73. And 20th of September, amount on deposit would be $458.31. As for petty cash, 16th of August, cash on hand is $54.21. And 16th of August, the kitty produced $85. 16th of August, the meat and donuts came to $13.87. As buying the beverages, food and fixings, such as barbecue sauces made for the meeting's taste, came to $66.48, and a good many of those fixings were used on today's meal and will be used in the future. 20th September, cash on hand, petty cash is $58.86. This is to serve as a receipt for CHAPTA checking account, checkbook, petty cash fund, accounting sheets, and we have six each 41-cent U.S. postal stamps, which probably are no good now. Thank you.
All right. Fall fly-in, November the 1st. We're going to need some volunteers to be here, so...
Be in a good word, Will, and I'll be here and do the radio like I do usually. Or whatever else is needed.
Bill, you still going to cook the barbecue?
If I can escape.
Escape?
How many do we have to usually cook?
Eight. He had eight last time, wasn't it?
Eight. Oh, no.
Eight.
Oh, no. There's 10 in a case, and I bought a case and three, I think.
Oh, yeah?
I guess it depends on the size, though. They're not all the same size.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was asking. What is
maybe it would. Wasn't it 80 pounds for a case?
That would probably be a better judge of doing
it. Averaged around 7 pounds each, I remember he said. Yes, I was supposed to bought more, but when I picked up a case of them, I think that's all I did bring.
Yeah.
Was that one case?
I thought it was eight of them.
Okay.
Well, whatever.
We ate them all. Whatever.
Better check up but make sure because we don't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good to run out.
Last deal I got was at Walmart because some of the ingredients I had to go to Walmart to get anyway, and I had my wife wandering around in there. So I told her to pick it up, and she went and looked, and I was going to price it because I knew what Bilo and some of the other stores were. $1.79 a pound. And it looked fresh, he said. And when it got home, I was happy with it. But it cooked down a lot, cooking it slow. It cooks all the fat off of it. It might be the way to go this time if we can't do better. Last time we went to Conway Frozen Foods. And now it wasn't frozen. That was a fresh batch that we ordered and came in that morning. And I picked it up. That was good. It hadn't been sitting around in the freezer, is what I mean. I think we paid $1.79 last year for that.
Well, the cheapest I found so far in the last week is $1.39 at IGA. Okay, but you got to buy a big thing of them. So.
Well, Walmart might give us a deal if we went for more than one. If we bought a whole case, I don't know. Probably not. But.
No, I doubt it.
No.
Walmart's pretty much set on what they got. They don't give discounts. All right, I guess everybody knows we're going to taste test barbecue and sauces today. Dwayne's trying different sauces, come up with them, because everybody that used to cook the barbecue and make the sauces is no longer here. So he's working on that now.
We've got one that you picked last month. We've got my secret sauce, and we've got another secret sauce. So... we'll see who likes what. I'm kind of, Friday morning, about 2 o'clock in the morning, I was trying some, and I picked one, and now today I like one of the other ones, so the taste changes. I wish we could have a little of each.
You're
going to
have another meeting before
October.
Yes.
October. One more. So we'll finalize everything then.
Yeah.
And who's going to do what? I was calling my wife into making the baked beans again. I think she makes some of the best baked beans. And Dennis's wife makes the best potato salad I've ever eaten in my life. Actually, it tastes just like my mom used to make, so I like it. It's really good. And that seemed like everybody liked it last
year. I'll talk her into doing that for the lion.
That was really good because we had bought some potato salad local from one of the grocery stores, and it was... it was edible. The coleslaw we got was not edible. We threw that away.
She also makes good coleslaw.
Oh, yeah, she makes serious coleslaw.
She going to make coleslaw too then?
Well, I can talk her into it.
Okay, settle. Write that down.
You mean threaten her into it.
Yeah.
You can talk her into that. You're doing pretty good, Dad.
Well, I didn't get 100 pounds overweight by not having a good cook in the house.
And for the ones that doesn't know already... the Pitts project that was chapter project, which has come back down out the ceiling. We finished the Minimax, so now we're working on that again. And Dwayne has taken up that project, so it is his now. He'll be paying for it instead of me. So now it's his. But it's still a chapter project, so everybody can still come and work on it, anybody that wants to, or hang around to watch what we do. Any old business that we need to cover?
Last time I was here, we talked about the Breakfast Club again, and I went ahead and made tentative arrangements for May like we had this year.
Mm-hmm.
But she never called to confirm it.
I kind of enjoyed that.
It's always good.
Yeah.
Well, you're pretty sure someone's going to turn up.
Yeah.
If the weather's decent, they'll be here.
Unless the weather's, because they just do it. Every other weekend, they do it.
They go somewhere.
Exactly.
I think we ought to do it again.
So I will get in touch with her again and see why she hasn't got back with me. Because she hadn't quite made up her new, list for this year.
You told her you wanted it in May.
Yeah, I told her we'd like to have it for May again, because May is always usually the best month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll keep inviting them until the President can learn to speak English.
He's a
neat guy. He does a good job.
Yes, he does. All right. Dennis had donated 5 gallons of sealant for the roof, and with the rain and stuff, no one has had a chance to get up there to fix it. So, if it's possible this afternoon, we'd like to a volunteer maybe to go up and do that.
I need 8,000 square foot of building.
Yeah. Young people don't hurt as much when they fight after it.
Yes, they're resilient.
They got longer to heal.
Yeah.
You're
right. We got a volunteer. I'll hold the ladder. Okay. I guess you noticed that the grass is kind of a mess out there, the rain. Last weekend we were bogging lawnmowers down and out there with a rope trying to drag them out. It was a mess. Water standing everywhere. But it's dried out enough. I cut a little this morning just to try it out, and it's dried out enough it can be cut. So we also need to cut some grass today if anybody wants to volunteer for that. No. We're going to cut this kind of short because we get to eating some barbecue.
And go to work.
And go to work, yeah. I've got a lot to do. My wife told me I had to go to the ball game next weekend with her. She's in Columbia now by herself. She said I had to go next weekend, so I got a few little things I need to do to RV to make sure it's ready next weekend. Anything else we need to cover?
Yep, I need y'all's email address. The one I have for you is bouncing.
Well, I had it shut off while we were gone.
Well, that's probably why.
That's probably why, but it's been bouncing for 6 months. So.
Mine you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just try it again because I just had it rebooted, charged, whatever
okay.
You call it.
Okay.
Rehooked up.
Is your announcement coming out more than once a week again?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I got it once yesterday.
Well.
I was going to call you and then finally got it. I wonder why.
I don't know. Because I personally sent it an additional time, so you should have got it again.
Yeah, I just got it once.
If you don't, it still does that. Let me know.
Yeah. Okay.
Can a spam block certain emails?
Yeah, of course,
like that?
Of course, and it could go in your junk mail folder or whatever.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Okay, so. And also the internet providers can be blocking now. Everybody's trying to. Block spam.
Oh, they block a lot of
so
stuff.
You might not even get a notice that you got it blocked, and it's just you don't get it.
Yeah,
you know? It's just crazy now.
Yeah, but if you need Canadian medicine, boy, those ads will come through.
Yeah, it won't come through on mine.
No,
not no more. I done fixed that on mine. But then sometimes I get stuff blocked that I really don't want
blocked. That stuff comes through to my spam side that I have to delete, but it don't show up.
Yeah.
But I miss a lot of our. If you're sending them out twice a week, I'm not getting any some weeks.
Yeah, you should get at least two, probably three.
Yeah. Okay. I get about 2-3 a month.
I'd like to tell you if anybody...
No, no, not a week. It'd be the week up before the meeting.
Okay.
There are two great fly-ins coming up, and I will be in New Jersey and miss both of them. But Virgo is having one in the beginning of October. I'm not sure exactly which date it is, which weekend. It's coming up at the beginning of October. So if you've never been to Virgo's fly-in, it's really, really good.
Yeah, it's pretty far from here, though, isn't it? It's sort of like on I-40 between Wilmington
and Raleigh.
Yeah, it's
outside of Wilmington, it's a nice flight, but for a drive, especially from here. And then the one in Camden, South Carolina, which is also pretty far, but that's a real good
one. I like to go to Camden.
When's Camden's?
They're both a week apart, I believe, and it's either the 3rd of October in the following week or vice versa, somewhere in there. I just looked it up the other day and I said, that happens every year. I get screwed up and can't get to the good flying. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, they're both real good if you have a way to fly there or get there, drive there, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody have any problems with the minutes? Did it look all right? Or just want to make sure I didn't forget something or something.
All right, if we don't have anything else, anybody make a motion that we adjourn the meeting?
Yep.
I'll make a motion we adjourn.
Have a second.
I don't know whether I said it before or not. Did I tell you I called Jack Carter this morning?
No.
I called to remind him because he don't have a computer, and he's not feeling well, but he said he didn't tell me what, but he said, I'm having a lot of medical problems, and I can't make it today. And he's trying to get ready to go up to New Jersey to see his kids because they're insisting on it and he don't want to go, but he's going. But anyhow, he's not feeling well.
Hmm. How do they get it backwards all the time? All our kids get it backwards. We don't feel well and they want us to travel.
Yeah.
I've got one discrepancy here I should have looked at. There's a problem in the deposit amount of closing. Either my math is bad or that thing didn't hear me.
Which one, checking or petty cash?
Checking. Balance on it is $10 more than the amount you've got down on the...
It's 436?
436.
Okay. That could very well be a typo.
Yeah, I think it is because I pretty well go over my figures. Though I am prone to make mistakes.
Okay, that's cool. All right.
That's it.
Anything else? All right, this time the meeting is adjourned. And we'll move on to the barbecue tasting.
Hey, good work, Jeff.